practical guide to Claude Code Rules, Skills, and Agents. Claude Code Rules, Skills, and Agents handle persistent instructions, reusable procedures, and isolated task delegation, respectively. This guide uses practical examples to explain the exact file structures and invocation methods, as well as principles for security and context management. Create a Claude directory in the project root and distinguish the scope of shared settings from that of personal settings. Separate standards that must always be followed into markdown files under Claude/rules and limit their applicable paths if necessary. Write recurring procedures in Claude/skills/name/skill, MD, and configure them for automatic or explicit invocation. Delegate tasks requiring an independent context and roll to a Claude/agent/name, MD subagent. Use small validation tasks to verify loading, tool permissions, and result quality before committing the settings to the team repository. Claude Code extensions are not all the same kind of prompt. Rules are instructions that apply continuously. Skills are reusable procedures for recurring tasks, and agents are role-specific executors that work in separate contexts. Distinguishing these three features correctly reduces prompt repetition while allowing you to manage the main conversation context efficiently. This document explains project-level configuration. Because supported metadata and interfaces may vary by Claude Code version, fields that do not work should be checked again in the official documentation for the installed version. Step 1. Define the Claude directory and configuration scope. Rules, skills, and agents shared within a project are generally placed under Claude at the repository root. My project /Claude/rules/codestyle, MD API, MD skills/fixissue/skill, MD agent/codereviewer, MD testrunner, MD src/package, JSON. You can create the directories as follows: mkdirp, Claude/rules mkdirp, Claude/skills/fixissue mkdirp, Claude/agents2. Misconceptions about Claude. Claude is not required for every Claude Code instruction. Project instructions can also be managed in Claude, MD at the root, or Claude/Claude, MD, while a user's personal settings can be placed under /Claude in the home directory. File names are case-sensitive, depending on the operating system. It is safest to name the skill entry file skill, MD in uppercase to match the official format. If it is saved as skill, MD, it may not be recognized. Criteria for choosing project or personal configuration, scope, suitable content examples, shared project rules and automation that all contributors must follow consistently, test commands, directory structure, API conventions, personal user personal preferences or settings that should not be exposed in the repository personal workflow, choice of local tools, local only paths, or experimental settings valid only on a specific computer local data paths, temporary debugging procedures, commit only files intended for team use to Git. Do not record secret keys, tokens, or internal server passwords in rules or skills. Step 2. Create persistent instructions with rules. Rules allow project instructions that Claude should reference while working to be managed across multiple markdown files. Among the rules under Claude/rules, files without a paths condition are loaded as project instructions, while files with path conditions are applied when relevant files are handled. Basic rule example you can write, Claude/rules/codestyle, MD as follows. Hash coding principles, write new application code in TypeScript. For public functions, describe inputs, return values, and failure conditions. Do not hide failures by deleting existing tests. Run the relevant tests and type checks after making changes. Write explanations in Korean, but follow existing naming conventions for code identifiers. A good rule is verifiable. Run NPM test and NPM run type check after making changes is clearer than write good code. Rule applied only to specific paths. If the front end and back end follow different rules, you can narrow the scope using paths in YAML front matter. Paths, src/api/*\*ts, tests/api/*\*ts, Hash API rules validate all API inputs against a schema, handle authentication failures and insufficient permissions as different errors. When changing an endpoint, update the corresponding API tests as well. Path-specific rules reduce the problem of unnecessary instructions occupying the context of every task. Content that should not be included in rules a migration procedure that will be performed only once detailed requirements needed only for a specific issue, conflicting absolute instructions, lengthy repetition of content, already enforced through code or linter settings, sensitive data such as passwords, API keys, and customer information rules are not a magical guarantee that instructions will always be followed. Ambiguous or conflicting instructions can produce different results, so deterministic validation methods such as tests, linters, and access controls should be used together. With them, step 3, automate recurring procedures with skills. A skill packages a description, task procedure, required tools, and supporting materials into a single reusable unit. The basic structure of a project skill is Claude/skills/and LT, skill name and GT/skill. MD and templates or scripts can be added to the same directory as needed. Unlike rules, a skill is used when needed for a specific task. Claude may select it automatically based on the skill's description, or the user may invoke it explicitly in the /and LT, skill name and GT format. It does not necessarily operate only through manual invocation. Issue fixing skill example. The following is an example of Claude/skills/fixissue/skill. MD. Name, fix issue description. Reproduce a bug, narrow down its cause, and then make the smallest possible fix and perform regression testing. Disable model invocation. True allowed tools. Read, grep, glob, edit, bash, npm test. Asterisk, hash issue fixing procedure target issue. Dollar arguments 1. Investigate the relevant code and existing tests. 2. Before making changes, summarize the reproduction steps and expected behavior. 3. Explain the root cause in one paragraph. 4. Apply the change with the smallest scope of impact. 5. Add a regression test or verify that an existing test covers the problem. 6. Run the permitted tests and summarize the results. 7. Report the changed files, remaining risks, and items requiring manual verification. This skill can be invoked as follows. /fixissue/profile/picture does not update after login disable model invocation. True is useful when you want to prevent Claude from running this skill on its own and require the user to invoke it directly. Supported front matter fields may vary by Claude code version. Design first skill example to have Claude create a design document before coding immediately. You can include the following flow in a skill. Separate the requirements from ambiguous points. Investigate the existing structure and reusable modules. Design the data flow, interfaces, and failure conditions. Write a design document under doc/design/. Implement after confirming the user's approval or the specified approval conditions. Provide testing and rollback methods. Characteristics of a good skill, its input and final output are clear. The procedure sequence and stopping conditions are specified. Only the required tools are permitted. Lengthy reference materials are separated into other files. It reports failures instead of continuing at its own discretion. A single skill does not have too many purposes. Recurring tasks with clear beginnings and ends, such as writing commits, reviewing code, checking releases, and designing APIs are suitable for skills. Step 4, separate roles and contexts with agents. Claude code subagents perform specific roles in separate contexts and return their results to the main conversation. They are useful when you do not want to accumulate large amounts of search results or test logs in the main context. Project agents are generally defined in Claude/agents/and LT, agent name and GT, MD. You can inspect or manage agents through the /agents command, and you can also request delegation to a specific agent in natural language. Code review agent example you can write, Claude/agents/codereviewer, MD as follows. Name, code reviewer description, a read-oriented reviewer that examines changed code for defects, security risks, and missing tests tools. Read, grep, glob, bash model. Sonnet, you are an agent dedicated to code review. Review in the following order of priority. 1. Defects that could cause actual outages or data loss. 2. Security issues related to authentication, permissions, and input validation. 3. Concurrency, transaction, and error handling problems. 4. Missing tests that leave requirements unverified. 5. Structures that significantly reduce maintainability for each finding include the file path, evidence, conditions under which it occurs, and the minimum direction for a fix. Do not report unsupported style preferences as defects. Do not modify the code directly. Return only the review results. You can make a request as follows. Have the code reviewer agent review the changes on the current branch. Differences between skills and agents, criterion rules, skills, agents, core purpose. Provide persistent instructions, reuse recurring procedures, delegate work by role when applied always, or according to path conditions, automatic selection, or explicit invocation delegation by Claude or a user request. Context included as instructions in the main task, primarily executed within the current workflow performed in a separate context, then results are returned typical example coding standards issue fixing procedure code reviewer storage location. Claude/rules/*MD. Claude/skills/&LT, name and GT/skill. MD. Claude/agents/*. MD agents and agent teams are different. The fact that ordinary subagents use separate contexts does not mean that agents can freely communicate with one another. An ordinary subagent follows a delegation structure in which it performs its assigned task and returns the result to the main agent. Agent teams, which allow multiple independent sessions to exchange messages with one another, are a separate feature, and their support status and activation requirements must be checked in the official documentation. Designing a workflow on the assumption that agents can continuously create other agents in a chain may fail because of version or permission restrictions. It is safer to begin with a simple structure in which the main agent divides work among role-specific subagents and consolidates their results. Step 5. Validate loading, permissions, and quality. Do not assume that configuration files work as intended merely because they have been created. Validate each component separately with a small task. Recommended validation sequence check rules. Request work on both a file to which a rule applies and one to which it does not, and verify the path conditions. Check skills. Explicitly invoke a skill and verify that its input arguments, outputs, and stopping conditions work. Check agents. Assign a low-risk task such as a read-only review and inspect the result format. Check permissions. Review whether tools capable of making changes, such as bash and edit, have been granted only to configurations that truly need them. Automated validation. Independently verify AI results through tests, type checking, linters, and security checks. Items to check when something fails is, Claude actually located at the project root? Is the skill file named exactly skill, MD? Is the skill located in the Claude/skills/&LT, name and GT/skill, MD structure? Is the agent file a markdown file directly under Claude/agents? Are the beginning and end of YAML front matter enclosed with? Are name and description specific enough to distinguish the task? Do the path patterns match the actual project structure? Does the installed Claude code version support the metadata being used? Are tool permissions or organizational policies blocking execution? Why context budgets and security must be designed together? The purpose of rules, skills, and agents is not merely to add functionality. They are also context engineering tools that control what information enters the context and when. If rules are excessively long, instructions unrelated to the current task occupy context and increase the likelihood of conflicts. Conversely, delegating exploration and log analysis to subagents allows only conclusions and evidence to remain in the main conversation. From a security perspective, the following principles are important. Review rules and skills, like any other code, in the repository. Read agent or skill files received from external sources before running them. Minimize permissions for shell commands, network access, and file modification. Do not unconditionally trust commands included in user input or issue descriptions. Include human approval steps for deployment, deletion, payment, and data migration. Do not store secrets in prompt files. Use a separate secret management system. Which feature should you choose? You can decide quickly by asking the following questions. Must all relevant tasks follow it? Right arrow rule, is it a recurring procedure with a beginning and an end? Right arrow skill, does it require a separate role and independent context? Right arrow agent, must a deterministic command be run before or after a specific event? Right arrow consider a hook, for example. Use TypeScript is a rule, while perform everything from bug reproduction through regression testing is a skill. Read the changes and report only security defects is suitable for an agent. Behavior tied to a specific event, such as always running a formatter after editing a file, may be better suited to hooks. The most reliable configuration treats the three features as complementary rather than competing. Use rules to provide shared standards, skills to execute standard procedures, and agents to separate context-heavy work such as investigation and review. Then supplement them with deterministic validation through tests and hooks.